from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
John Wehner is brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. And The Rock with us on the horn right now. The Pirates in the midst of a 9-game losing streak. Wehner, what would you ask yourself if you were in my position, man? Because there are so many questions and right now not a lot of answers for one Derek Shelton.
What would you ask me is, how did this happen, I guess?
John, how did this happen, man?
Well, they've played a couple of good teams. And they haven't played good baseball against a couple of good teams. You don't play good baseball against a couple of good teams, you lose 9 straight. And, you know, you can point out a lot of different factors. And, you know, I think teams go through these stretches to where you pitch good, you don't hit. You hit good, you don't pitch. And, you know, and then you make miscues on defense or on the bases or, you know, they just haven't played good enough baseball. You know, they haven't created enough opportunities. And, you know, when they've had leads, they haven't been able to close them, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, it's just, I guess, a snowball effect where everybody's not holding their own when they need to hold their own. So, and then you got teams that find ways to win. Teams that, you know, the Diamondbacks, for instance, you know, they got to the World Series because they found ways to win. And the Padres are finding ways to win, and they have a really talented team with a lot of good pitching. And we don't have that kind of talent, and you got to play perfect baseball, and we've been far from perfect.
John, I think it's fair to assume that Derek Shelton's under some pressure right now. You can just feel it. But as a player, can you sense the pressure of a manager, and could that affect your performance on the field? I mean, we obviously know the errors that have taken place even last night with O'Neill Cruz, and then there was a situation with Rowdy Tellez not running the bases at full speed. Whenever he could have got to second, he was just trotting around the bases. Like, could the pressure of Derek Shelton kind of give off the sense that this team doesn't have a high-level production?
I don't think there's any excuses for not running hard or playing hard. There's no excuses for not catching a ball that's thrown right at you. So whether there's pressure or no pressure, you know, it's baseball, and it's baseball at the highest level. And there are no excuses for not running hard. Whether you're winning 20 in a row or losing 20 in a row, whether there's pressure on you or there's no pressure on you, there's no excuses for that. I'm sorry. And we've seen a ball off the wall last week, the center field wall, where we don't get a double out of it. I'm sorry, but that you know, when you talk about and they're, you know, they're one run away. You know, they've lost, I guess, seven of these last 11 games. They've lost by one run. Well, to make up that one run, you got to play hard. You got to make opportunities. You don't give up on opportunities. Instead of being on second, you're on first. Instead of being on second, you're out. And so when you keep losing one-run games and you run into outs or you don't take advantage of opportunities, you're going to lose one-run games. If you can't make a play defensively, you're going to lose one-run games. And that's just the matter of the fact. Pressure, I mean, yeah, there's pressure on players. I mean, there's pressure on players to stay in the big leagues. There's pressure on players to get another contract. Okay, and how they deal with that pressure is, whether they stay in the big leagues or get another contract. And so, as far as pressure on Derek Shelton, I mean, he doesn't show it. He comes in and he's the same every day. Can he be held accountable? Yeah, and so can the coaches, and so could the front office, and so can the players. Everybody's going to be held accountable for this. Do you have enough? Do you have as much talent as the Dodgers and the Padres and the Diamondbacks? Probably not, and that's a lot to do with payroll and other things. But the talent that you do have, and the personnel that you do have, you want to get the best out of that personnel. And do we always get the best? No, we don't always get the best. And that to me. Is the thing that I look at probably, and I get more frustrated with than anything else, is the effort there consistently. Is it there 100% of the time? And at times it's not. And to me, you lose one-run games because you don't do everything you can to score another run or another two runs. And if you don't catch the ball, some of it's execution, some of it's the other team's really good, and they come through in big situations like we saw in that homestand. Other times it's look in the mirror, and did I do everything I could to win that game?
Do you sacrifice a live chicken or something? I mean, how do you get out of this? Because when Shelton's come on and he said, you need a break too. Like at some point you need a break just to bust out of it. Because I would imagine that, not only are you losing for all the little reasons that you're talking about, John, but then confidence has to become a massive issue.
Well, yeah, that's all part of it. When you're looking for breaks instead of making your own breaks, those breaks might not come to you. But, yeah, there's situations where, Brian Reynolds gets what looks like a game-tying hit, maybe more, and they make a nice play. Okay, so you didn't get that break. But the center fielder for San Diego was aggressive, got a good jump, was prepared, made a good play, and you didn't get a break because he made a good play. I mean, if you're waiting for luck, luck's not going to luck it does play a role at certain times, But, all you could do is go out there and do the best you can every night. You prepare yourself to make plays. You prepare yourself to get hits. You prepare yourself to make pitches, to get outs, You try to put yourself as a manager, you put your players in a position to win ball games, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But that pressure might mount when you're losing 9 in a row or 10 of 11, and you might try to be too fine making that pitch, or you might try to do too much with a bat in your hand, and then that's the pressure that can affect your performance. But as far as, playing hard and being prepared, that's another thing. And I think that really shows up when you're in a rut like this. When you don't see them catch a ball or run the bases hard, I think it amplifies everything. If you win that game, nobody's talking about them not hustling or not catching a ball, But, you got to go out there and prepare yourself to go win a ball game and do everything you can to go win a ball game. And like I said, you might put added pressure on yourself because you're in a rut, but you just got to keep grinding and do what you can to help the team win.
So just hearing you correctly, you do not sacrifice a live chicken.
I've said this on the air before. I mean, I don't know how well that would go with PETA and the folks, but
good point.
Sometimes you have to go out and have a few extra beers, especially with a day game. Go in there and get loose. Be loose. Get loose next day.
You guys would do that, John? A couple pops in the morning?
Not in the morning. Well, in the wee hours of the morning, but then you go to sleep and then you come up and you maybe feel a little more relaxed. But yeah, that's gone on a few times.
The wee hours in the morning, like 3 a.m.?
Yeah. When we wake up.
Yeah. I wouldn't suggest doing it before a game, though.
No, thank you, John.
I've been wanting to say, too. Let's get on your boss. Let's get the SPAC Invitational going. We got to put a little pressure on him to get a little outing out at Butler. We got to get on SPAC.
Let's do it.
Let's make it public. I've got a few feelers out there, and I've got nothing. I got crickets.
All right, we'll get on it ASAP.
Definitely.
All right.
Thank you, Rock. See you. Lot to react to there from John Wehner.
I got a guy like that who lived and breathed and made his career. Is he still
there? He's still there. The hell out of here, John. He was a heart and soul guy, is what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff, the little stuff that he's talking about, really irks somebody like that.
Play defense, run hard, make the routine plays.
That's how teams win. Like, if you're a good team and you're trying to win, like, you do those things. Those things, you don't even think about those things, running hard, effort. If you're a good team, those things don't even come into question. Well, and now we're questioning that. That really irks somebody like John Wehner, who lived and breathed and made his career off of doing stuff like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.